Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about overcoming one of the most common obstacles we have in growing our businesses. It's not just about always striving to improve our products and levels of service. That's a given. Great companies are constantly trying to improve. No, this obstacle is a bit more basic. It's the fact that most folks, when asked to consider a new or different product, when asked to possibly choose a new place of business to get their products and services, tend to say, no thanks. That's just the go-to response for most humans in that situation. It's practically a defense mechanism. You see, most of us like to believe, whether it's grounded in reality or not, that whatever choices we've made in the past and are living with now were good ones. We're fine. Doing great. Every product and service we currently use is just right for us. Now, hey, maybe they are. Chances are just as great, however, that they aren't. But considering change causes stress, and asking a person, whether an existing customer or member or non-customer, to consider a better alternative to what they have tends to cause, no, I'm fine, responses. It's almost funny, actually. A person can walk into your store that day complaining about their financial institution, and when you ask them to consider changing, their first response is often, no, I'm good. It's nothing personal, it's just what we do. During a recent conversation with a manager, we discussed helping his team members become less frightened of rejection. I suggested that taking the stigma away from it is a good start. Now, I knew him well enough to ask, when was the last time you were rejected by a customer or prospect? And after a while, he was able to remember something, but nothing recent. We joked about the subject for a while, and then I made the point that it's healthy to stick our necks out now and then, even when it's not technically required in our job description. Now, of course, no one enjoys rejection or being ignored. However, it's a vital part of success and growth in business and life. We need occasional negative feedback and setbacks to keep ourselves sharp. Yes, I know, that sounds sadistic. It's not. There are players in the game, and there are spectators of the game. If you never face setbacks or rejection, you may have become a spectator. As folks reach higher positions within organizations, they frequently are spared from facing rejection from customers or prospects on a regular basis. You know, some call that the sales process. Now, no doubt these folks have big jobs and responsibilities. However, they do not hear not interested or no thanks very often. I encouraged him to phone or email or stop in on a prospect even with the assumption he was going to be rejected or ignored. I told him, you might actually generate a new opportunity. At the least, you'll be an even more empathetic coach. And after our chat, I realized that I may have been a hypocrite. I hadn't personally received a no thanks in a few weeks. I set out to change that. Well, I didn't want to be turned down, but if you never strike out, you're not stepping up to the plate enough. And go figure, I was able to find a promising new opportunity while following up with a few folks I had been reaching out to for months. Now, later that day, I did receive a firm, sorry, maybe next time response from a group that I once considered to be a sure bet. That rejection made me feel down for a minute, but then freshly motivated me to find new opportunities and really deliver for the folks who have said yes. And a couple days later, that regional manager I spoke to sent me an email that made me smile. He said, you know, I decided to pick up the phone and call a pretty big prospect I had been suggesting we work on. He wrote, sure enough, I got a polite, no thanks, we're good right now. Then he followed with, but it actually motivated me. I hadn't felt that adrenaline in a while. I felt good about taking a shot and remembered that it's part of the game. I'll be following up with that prospect again in the future. My favorite part of that note was the fact that he realized taking a shot, being in the game, if you will, is motivating. We can sit around waiting for things to happen, or we can be the catalyst to make things happen. And yes, the folks who get out there every day and proactively ask people for the opportunity to serve them will hear more no thank yous and no, I'm goods than anyone else in an organization. That doesn't mean they're losing the game. No, these are the folks who are actually in the game and the kind of team members that make our little and big wins possible. Whatever your role on the team, strive to be fully in the game this month. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.